I know it's cold, but are you courageous enough to step into uncharted territory, beating on your craft day and night? I need you to disappear for the next 30 days. What does that look like? 720 hours dedicated to the future, where focus goes, energy flows. The problem is you put too much energy into Netflix. You put too much energy into distractions. You put too much energy into entertainment. You put too much energy into things that are not feeding your purpose and destiny. Can you walk away from everything? Life has knocked you to the ground. You have survived the greatest traumas of your life. How tired are you of where you are right now? How bad do you want to get to that next level? What are you willing to do? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to give up? Who are you willing to let go to get where it is that you want to be? See, everybody wants to be successful. Everybody wants to climb mountains. Everybody wants to be praised and celebrated. But nobody wants to sacrifice. Nobody wants to put in the work. Nobody wants to let go of every single distraction. Can you learn how to say no to what's hurting you? No to what's stopping you. No to the people that don't believe in you. The fakes and the phonies and the people that keep saying that they'll support you when you get there, but they leave you when you arrive. Why are you here? And what are you going to do about it? Because the truth of the matter is, we have a purpose, we have a destiny, we have fulfillment, we've got connections to make, we've got people to meet, we've got rooms to walk in, we've got tables to sit at. And I'm just wondering if you are willing, if you are courageous enough, if you have the faith, if you're bold enough to sit down for 30 days and write down what it is that's killing you. Can you walk away from everything for 30 days? Just 1 month. 720 hours. Imagine who you could be in 30 days. You got one life to live. Rain, sleet, or snow. The time is now. I got three words for you. Shut it down. Log out of the social media. Get off the internet. Unplug and evaluate where you are and where you're supposed to be. And I know you're broken, and I know you're tired, and I know you're weary, and I know you're confused, and I know that you've got questions, and I know you're fractured, and I know you're bleeding in places nobody can see. But if you shut it down, you can heal. You're standing at the precipice, the edge of the greatest move in your life, and the time is now like never before to take a leap of faith. It takes faith to jump off of the edge. It takes faith to step into your purpose. It takes faith to step into your destiny. It takes faith to pull away from everything that is familiar, to step into uncharted territory, to become the person you were born to be. It takes faith. Can you disappear for 30 days? The first person that needs to be influenced in your life is you. It's you. You can't lead anybody. You can't go anywhere unless you have awakened yourself on the inside to follow a specific plan. Write it out. I need you to disappear. Life has knocked you to the ground. There are people that have tried to bury you alive, and you survived. Are you bold enough? Are you radical enough in your hunger and your thirst to go after what it is that you believe is yours? Are you crazy enough? Are you courageous enough to disappear for 30 days, come back, and shock the world? Can you suffer now that you live the rest of your life a champion? Here's the reality. You will always be where you are until you acknowledge the leeches in your life. It is time for you to navigate through the conversation, comb through your context. There are people that are taking from you everything, taking your time, taking your energy, taking your thought life, reprogramming and reconditioning you to do something that you have not been destined to do. And the time is now to get tied to people that are going to help to position you and lock you in a place where you can fulfill purpose and destiny. For 30 days, 720 hours, imagine if you began to write down the people that have not fed into your purpose, the people that have not fed into your destiny, the people that have lied in your fakes, the fakes, the phonies, the frauds. Can you identify what has kept you broken? What has kept you broke? What has kept you defeated? What has kept you covered under the blankets of anxiety and stress and overwhelm? Your DNA has been mutated by people that are beneath you, and it's nothing wrong with having people in your life that you serve, that you love. But you're trying to make business moves with people that don't think like you. They don't walk like you. They don't sacrifice like you. They're not willing to put in the blood, the sweat, the tears behind closed doors. A man is rewarded in public for what he does in private. Think over the things you've discussed with people. Go through the process. Go through the mud. Run in the rain. Dance in the snow. Inhale, exhale. I know it's cold on the other side, but it's time for you to cross over because you're too comfortable. Disappear for 30 days. Come back and shock the world! Who you are today has gotten you as far as you're going to get. If you're going to get any further, you gotta reinvent yourself. And if you're going to reinvent yourself, you've got to shut it down for 30 days. You still keep trying to walk into your future fractured, broken, hurting. You need to walk into your future whole, conditioned, ready to grab the people that believed in you before you made it to the top. Go back and get them. But first, you've got to condition yourself. You're fractured. You're broken. You're under anxiety and depression. And you've even been borderline suicidal at times. You've lost loved ones. Come on, who am I talking to? I'm talking to that person that's tired of where they are. And you are bold enough. You are crazy enough. You are courageous enough to shut it down for 30 days. You've talked about it enough. You've talked to your haters about it. You've talked to your supporters about it. You've posted about it. You've shared about it. You've written about it. Now it's time to put the work in. Sometimes I gotta look myself in the mirror and ask myself, is that all you got? Come on, you're prepared, you're conditioned, you've been beaten, you've been battered, you've been broken, you've been left for dead, but there's more because you're breathing and you feel it. So if you can feel it, you can push it, so push past. The truth of the matter is, that's not all you have. There's more left in you. I know you're tired. I know you're weary. I know you've been brought to tears. All the blood, all the sweat, all the sacrifice, all of the suffering. I know you want to quit right now, but this is not the time to let go. This is not the time to doubt. This is not the time to quit. Keep going. Use it to your advantage. See the pain as a stage. See the pain as a plane. See the pain as an opportunity. You gave me an opportunity to reinvent myself. You gave me an opportunity to come out of my grave that you put me in. You left me for dead. I'm coming out alive. I'm coming out kicking. I'm coming out swinging. You left me and thought I wouldn't overcome. You forgot about me. You let go and thought I couldn't survive it, but I'm here. It's not always about people. Sometimes life, oftentimes, most of the times, life will bloody your nose. Life will leave you in a cardiac arrest. Life will leave you in an accident. Life will knock you upside your head and dare you to get back up again. Use the pain, because there's more left. I'm talking to that person in the hospital bed. I'm talking to that person that lost their mother. I'm talking to that person that lost their father. I'm talking to that person who didn't get picked on the team. I'm talking to that stay-at-home mom. I'm talking to that future engineer. I'm talking to that future entrepreneur, that hustler. I'm talking to that person who's been called to do something nobody's done in their family. I know you're going through an unprecedented amount of pain, but you can press through it. If you can feel it, you can lift it. The time is now to do what has never been done. Use the pain. Use the pain. Use the pain. So I hear the crowds calling. And even if they're silent, I will call myself. Why is it that we go through life and we feel like we can live without pain, that we can avoid pain, that we can go under it or go around it? Pain is like pressure. And without pressure, there is no diamond. And I'm just wondering if there's anybody out there that's listening to me that is sick and tired of complaining about the pain. I don't make enough. They didn't believe in me. They weren't there. They didn't see it. They didn't pick me. I didn't get the raise. I didn't get the promotion. She walked out on me. He abused me. My kids are ignoring me. My teenagers are driving me crazy. I'm just wondering if there's anybody that wants to stop complaining about it and is going to use it to your advantage. Imagine if you could use pain as a fuel. Imagine if you could use the pain as a passport. Imagine if you could use the pain to push you, to condition you, to prepare you for the stages and the rooms you've got to walk into and the tables you've got to sit at and the stages you have to stand on. What if the pain could make you better? What if the pain could build muscle? What if the pain could cause you to reach higher, to leap farther, to run faster? What if the pain could help you? What if all pain isn't hurt, but it's help? Because you wouldn't have prayed like you pray had you not been hurt. You wouldn't love like you love had you not been hurt, because you know what it's like to hate somebody. So you refuse to go down that path. Use the pain. A musician plays his instrument. Play pain. Play it. When pain shows up at your door, when people try to inject it, inflict it, use it to your advantage. Oftentimes, it feels like it is impossible, an insurmountable feat to get past the beating. But as long as I can feel it, I'm not in a state of paralysis. If you can feel it, you can move it. I can feel this. I can move this. I'm not paralyzed. I can feel this. It's heavy, but it's got to get out of my way. When life throws you a weight, lift it. I'm not complaining because life got heavier. I'm celebrating because I'm getting stronger. Let's go. Use the pain. Your perspective is everything. You got to see this thing differently. You got to find a mirror and see this thing differently. And I got to speak these affirmations, and I have to believe. I have to believe, even if I'm bleeding, even if I'm broken. I have to believe that this came to help me, not hurt me. It made me better. I'm not bitter. I'm wiser. I'm conditioned now. I see this thing differently now. I'm able to move and navigate and breathe different and talk different and walk different and build differently. I'm not building out of anger and revenge. I'm building from a place of abundance. Pain is inevitable, and it is unavoidable. You cannot live without pain. But how you navigate that pain will determine how you propel into your purpose. Use the pain. Use the pain to push you into a place of abundance. Use the pain to push you into a place where your very existence is life-giving. Use the pain not for revenge, but for fulfillment. I don't want you to die because you wanted me to die. I don't hate you because you hate me. I don't want you I don't want you to lose everything, even though you took everything from me. I want everybody to win. If you can hear my voice, I want you to win. I'm talking to people that have lied on me. I'm talking to the people that have given up on me. I'm talking to the people that have walked out on me after I gave you everything. I'm talking to you. I want you to win. I want everybody to win. That's how you know you've used the pain, not to inflict pain, but you've converted that pain into fuel. And so there needs to be a conversation on the inside of you about conversion. Convert the pain into fuel, not payback. Payback is for punks. I don't need you to hurt like you hurt me. I want you to win because I want to be better. I got to be bigger. I got to be the better human being. I got to be the one who is existing that's life-giving. I got to be the one that can do better. I got to be the one that after you knock me off of the mountain, after you push me off of the hill, after you drag me off the staircase I was climbing, after I wipe the blood out of my eyes and spit up whatever I need to spit up and cough up whatever I need to cough up, I'm coming back to help you. I need everybody to win. Pain is inevitable and it is unavoidable. The question is, can you leave where you've been? Can you close the gap between pain and promise? So it's time to come face to face with pain. Look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, how much more can you take? Ask yourself the question, is this all you got? The more you run and the more you lift and the more you train and the more you dance and the more you sing and the more you advance into the beauty, the brilliance of your future, the more that you move forward and you advance and you do it for your mother, you do it for your father, you do it for the one that believed in you, you do it for God himself who put you on this planet to make an impact and leave a legacy. Ask the pain one question. Is this all you have? Is this all you got? Well, I'm lifting these weights. I know it hurts, but ask that dumbbell. Is that all you got? Ask that treadmill. Is that all you got? When you're in rehearsal, when you're practicing again, when you're beating on your craft, ask yourself, is this all you got? Self, I got more in me. You thought you were empty, but you had a quarter tank. Some of you had half a tank. Some of you had three quarters of a tank. There's more in you. My content creators, my entrepreneurs, my musicians, come on, my keynote speakers, my captains of industries, my CEOs, from the captain to the cashier, there is more in you. It hurts when we hit in the gym. It hurts when we're lifting these weights and we're trying to accomplish a goal. It hurts. It's painful. It's daunting. It's cumbersome. I don't want to do it. I'm sweating. I'm bleeding. I'm crying. I'm suffering. But after I've suffered, there is a reward. Stay-at-home father, stay-at-home mother, lawyer, doctor, hygienist, author. I don't know who you are, where you're from, but there's more in you. You may be hurting. Maybe dying on the inside, but you still got life left. You gave them everything you had, and they left you for dead. I know what that feels like, to be left for dead after you gave everything you had. I know what it feels like. You give, and you pour, and you sow, and you believe, and you give them everything you have, and they leave you for dead. And you are either going to lie in a state of paralysis or feel the pain. The truth of the matter is, if you can feel it, you still got life left in you. Close the gap between pain and promise. The gap is closing. The gap is closing. The gap is closing. The gap is closing today. Use the pain! Use the pain! Use the pain! I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know what you've been called to do, what you've been called to accomplish, what you've been destined to build. It's time to take a deep dive into the deeper parts of yourself, the parts of you that nobody sees. When you take something personal, it gets personal. I'm not just putting on the front. I'm not just here in public to make you smile and applaud me and support me and make comments and share my video. I'm not here. I make this thing personal. Everything that I do in public, I've done it in private. And so I'm just asking you, don't just scream on a stage or be connected to millionaires and strive to be a CEO or an investor or a politician or an athlete or a musician or a singer. I'm just wondering, can you conquer in the dark? When you make it personal, what you do behind closed doors matters. So I'm just wondering, when you gonna make it personal? When you gonna make it about what it looks like that nobody sees? The part of you that nobody sees, where's your integrity behind the scenes? Come on, where are your values behind the scenes? What do your habits look like behind the scenes? Come on, what kind of work are you putting in behind the scenes? Come on, drop down and give me 50. Come on, write it again. Come on, believe it again. Come on, sing again. Record the song again. Come on, I'm talking to that athlete. I'm talking to that musician. Come on, who are you out there? That philosopher, that engineer, that thought leader, that critical thinker, come on, that captain of industry, I'm talking to you. When your personal life lines up with your purpose, then public authority is yours. You want influence? I'm not talking about just fame. I'm talking about influence, the power to change people's lives. Can you stretch yourself? Can you condition yourself? Come on, can you believe again? Can you see it again? Can you write again? Can you make this thing personal? That it doesn't start with the people connected to you. It starts with you. It doesn't even start with your past. It starts with where you are and where you're going. Can you look ahead? Can you stretch forth? Can you condition yourself? Can you prepare yourself for the next thing? Come on, make it personal. It doesn't start with everybody. It starts with me, because people will leave you for dead. And then what's your why? What did God put in you? Release it to the world. If it's going to be personal, make it personal. Don't just be great in public, be great in private. What you do in dark, if I pulled up your search history, what would I find? Would you still be an example to the world? If I went through your closet, if I went through your basement, if I went through your attic, if I went through your center console, if I went through your house, how personal is your purpose? Every single day, you are either losing ground or gaining ground. The choice is yours. This time, make it personal. If you're gonna do it, if you're gonna accomplish it, if you're gonna achieve it, even if you're confused and it's cold and it looks crazy, and you're gonna need to know the difference between contribution and commitment, because they're two very different things. See, everybody wants to contribute to destiny, but nobody wants to be committed to destiny. You wanna contribute to the idea that you can be something. You wanna contribute to the idea that something's gonna come of the sacrifice that you have made, but you have not sacrificed, you have not suffered. You are not committed. When you are committed, you give everything you have. Every single week, every single day, every single hour, every single minute, 720 hours a month, you are beating on your craft. Even when you're at work, you're dreaming, you're thinking, you're vision casting, you're writing it down, making it plain, communicating to your destiny connections, so that it can become a reality. If you can see it in your head, you can hold it in your hands. But the question I want to ask you is, are you committed? I'm just wondering if you are bold enough, daring enough, if you can believe in your dream again, if you can get committed. See, when you get personal, when you make it personal, everything changes. Because you see, you made it about your girlfriend last time. You made it about your boyfriend last time. You made it about your kids last time. And your kids started acting up, and then you let the dream go. It's gotta start with you and God first. Listen, God put a gift inside of everybody, and it's our responsibility to release it to the world. This time, it's personal. So do it for your loved ones. Do it for your wife, do it for your husband, do it for your children, do it for generations to come. Come on, after you're dead and gone, what will they say about what you did? Yes, there's so many people depending on you, but it's gotta start with you and the man upstairs. What he put in you, make it personal. Everything in my life breathes and eats this purpose that I have. I gotta make it personal. It starts with me. When it starts with me, it ends with me. I don't know where you are in your game of life. You may be in your third quarter. You may be in your fourth quarter. Come on, you're not gonna live forever. Not in this world, come on. You may be in your first quarter, your second half, and this time it's gotta be personal. See, last time you were just running through the plays. Last time you were just running the songs that you rehearsed in rehearsal. Last time you were just going through the motions and you got numb, come on, and you got tired and weary, and now you're broken and bitter and angry because you lost. And I'm just wondering if you're courageous enough, bold enough, if you have enough faith, come on, if you have enough inside of you, resilience, to come back to the scene and make it personal. It's rain, sleet, or snow. Keep building. And so this time it's got to be personal. And you may not feel qualified. You may not feel like you are educated enough. You may not feel like you're connected enough. You may not think that enough people are aware of you, cognizant of you, because you don't have a blue check and you're not a celebrity yet. But you got to work hard in silence. You got to work when nobody's watching. You got to sacrifice behind the scenes. You got to take it personal. When you take it personal, your private life changes. Everybody wants public authority, but nobody wants private discipline. When your habits change behind the scenes, when your private life begins to shift, when you put aside the things that are not serving you, if you can make it personal, it's personal. It doesn't start with them and they. It starts with me. It starts with me. So make it personal. Let yourself go. Fall free into it. Step into it. You are worthy. You are an unrepeatable miracle, and there is none like you in all the earth. There will never be another you. Your DNA, your fingerprint, come on, your gait, your presence, your authenticity. Come on, you're special. You're special and you're necessary.
I'm talking to that football team. I'm talking to that baseball team, that basketball team. I'm talking to that fighter. I'm talking to that track star. I'm talking to that athlete. I'm talking to that student. I'm talking to the person who failed the exam over and over and over again. I'm talking to that individual who feels as though all hope is lost, who feels as though they gave it their all. If you are still alive, you've got something left.
You still think failure is final.
You're gonna learn to change the movie that is playing in your head.
And the moment that you stop thinking that failure is final and you shift your perspective and you understand that failure is a lesson learned, it is at that very moment that you can break out of the prison of fear. Because this is what happens when we fail. When we fall, fear creeps in. Fear sedates us. Fear immobilizes us. Fear tells us that we're inflexible. We're incapable. Fear tells us that we're irresponsible. Fear tells us that we don't want it bad enough. Fear imprisons us.
I'm getting out of this place. You can't hold me here any longer.
Says if you get up now and you try it again, you'll fail again. So stay here with me. Fear is moody and resentful and lazy and self-condemning. And your future hinges on these two words. If you will listen, these two words can be your passport out of the prison of fear. If nobody has told you this, let me tell you now. I know you failed, but get up. I know it hurts, but get up. One of the things you are going to have to do is get the image of failure out of your head. Stop meditating on the mess up and see yourself walking in the mastery of this thing. If you want your future, get up now. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. I know you're bleeding, but get up. I know it hurt, but get up. I know you disappointed people that believed in you, but get up and try again. Try again. Try again. Right where you are, I want you to see it differently. And this time you understand where your weaknesses are. This time you understand your vulnerabilities. I need you to see this thing. You got to see this thing. Failure is not final. If you can see failure differently, then the whole game changes. Now the world is your classroom, because now you're seeing failure differently. If you're going to get up and try this thing again, four things you got to know right now. Hear me loud and clear. Snap out of it. 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 Stop telling yourself you're not good enough. Stop telling yourself you don't have what it takes. Snap out of it. Snap out of it. Stop telling yourself you will fail if you try again. Snap out of it. Get up and give it everything you have.
A lot of us don't get up and try again because we keep playing the failure over again and again and again. And this is why you continue to fail, because that's all you see. And the moment that you change the motion picture in your head and you see something different, now you no longer see the mess. You no longer see the madness. You no longer see the trauma. You see the triumph. You see what is possible. You see that you have what it takes, because you saw where you failed, and now you can see, okay, now failure positions us to be instructors for the future.
You become a better thinker and a better problem solver. Failure spawns creativity, motivation, and tenacity. Show me somebody who has achieved greatness, and if you pull up their past, I promise you, you'll see some failures and some lessons learned. But what happened? Failure became their instructor. All of these lessons eventually build a level of confidence and self-esteem that you would have never had you not failed. Failure teaches us how to value and cherish wisdom and understanding. Failure teaches us how to reprioritize. Failure creates opportunity to come back. I don't want you to see failure as a disease. I want you to see it as a currency. I want you to know that there are lessons that you learn, and you gain wisdom in the lesson. You gain a deeper understanding of the power of your future. There are things you will be able to buy in your future with the currency of failure, with the lesson that you learn. We look in this mirror and we see what's possible. We see possibility. And oftentimes we date possibility, we date destiny. We don't marry destiny, we date destiny. We date the idea, the theory of success, what I could be, what's possible. We conversate about things we want to accomplish, but then we get trapped back in the prison of fear. Fear of failure. A lot of you have fear of greatness. You are afraid of promotion. You are afraid of elevation. You are afraid to hit the stage. You are afraid of opportunity, because you're thinking to yourself, if I get on this stage, if I get on this field, if I get on this court, if I get on this track, if I get in this room and you give me an opportunity and I drop the ball, I won't be able to ever live it down. But listen to me, it is a lesson learned. And it is a lesson that you would have never learned had you not given it a try. Give yourself a chance to win. Give yourself a chance to win. Be the person that said, I tried. I tried. I gave it all I had. I tried. And now I can reevaluate. And now I can deliberately investigate my emotional and mental state. And I can figure out what's wrong with me. What happened? Why did I miss the ball? Why did I miss the punch? Why didn't I see this thing the way I could have? What can I do better? If we can change our perspective on failure, our lives will never be the same.
You're going to learn to change the movie that is playing in your head. A lot of us don't get up and try again because we keep playing the failure over again and again and again. And this is why you continue to fail, because that's all you see. And the moment that you change the motion picture in your head and you see something different, now you no longer see the mess. You no longer see the madness. You no longer see the trauma. You see the triumph. You see what is possible. You see that you have what it takes, because you saw where you failed, and now you can see, okay, now failure positions us to be instructors for the future. And see, when we get into the prison of fear because we have fallen in an area, fear has friends. One of the chief friends of fear is doubt. And doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. There are people who have failed in their head before they even reach the field So I want to invite you to renounce the spirit of fear. Failure is the only opportunity to begin again. And if I'm talking to anybody that's hungry for the future, all you need is an opportunity to try again.